Very good. Then how about if you pair up with somebody you don't know or at the very least haven't talked to this weekend? Y'all said? All right, begin please. All right, anything from that? Kind of brief, not a whole processing anything, but anything, you know, you're just going to burst if you don't express it? Penny?
Well, I just had this record issue there, it just felt good for me. And that is, I really heard how not personal karma is. How not personal karma is. And so, and if someone mentioned just today, when we were talking essentially about like going up against karma, I really got that we're going up against not my karma.
Oh, exactly. And so why we don't talk about my suffering.
Right.
Yes.
So
yes.
I really got was how that is service.
Uh-huh.
Because basically, it loves the world. Yeah. And so, yes, if I can use my piece of it,
yes, the part that I, and it's not that it's mine,
right,
but I'm standing here in front of this big rock, and if I can chip away at it, that's but one little bit that somebody else doesn't have to do.
Right.
Yes.
I just
give
a shot. And then, if I also am willing to do what I can to make that process of chipping away available to others, then that's service. And
yes.
I just
give a shot
of how much that's service.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's energizing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. It goes from, oh, God, no, I don't want to, wrong thing, to,
let's
go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's way too, another thing I was thinking of, in this artist book we have, it says, this woman says, you have to be willing to be a bad artist in order to be a good artist.
Yes.
And so it's like, you have to be willing to just wander in there and do our best, and maybe not do it well, in order to eventually get okay?
Yes.
But seeing it in the context of what's at stake.
Yes.
Just made it clear that it's
right. And you have to do art because, forgive me for this, God wants you to do art.
Yeah.
And God doesn't care if you're a bad artist. Just do it because you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you.
Nikki, there were two things that I saw today that particularly stood out for me. One was how appropriate it feels that we're gardening this week, because it feels like it's the same thing as facilitation. It feels
yes.
like preparing the soil and making sure all the conditions are right for growth.
It's the privileged environment in nature.
just a nice parallel.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing.
And there's a book that I still have somewhere that I drag out periodically. It's called Tofu Roshi.
Yeah.
Do you know Susan Moon, I think was her name. She was in some Zen center in Berkeley for a while. And the thing that I love most about it was how you can tell if your child is involved with some strange Eastern religion, and that they bow to inanimate objects. And that's it. You know, but it's the equivalent. I mean, can't you just walk out there anywhere and just bow? Because, yes.
And the other thing that I really got at some point today, I don't remember when it was, but, you know, if we're willing to show up fully to facilitate another person, then there's no reason we wouldn't be willing to show up in every moment of our lives to facilitate ourselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. To facilitate ourselves and anything else.
Yes.
Because in the way that you connected that up with the garden, you know, I can, I mean, I know I'm a pain. I acknowledge it. And one of the most pain in the neck places I am for people is that there is nothing that isn't important to take care of. Nothing. There is nothing that is dispensable. Nothing. And I take very personally the way everything is cared for, in the sense that there's no difference, because I feel it as much when it happens to it as when it happens to me. And that's that same process that you described. We realize, yes, we do pull those weeds out. We are. And we are doing that so that we're not pulling them out because we hate them or because they don't matter or because we fully acknowledge that they are also doing a service, and that we are making this decision, and there's a great deal of responsibility. There's karma in making that decision. And so we approach the whole thing with all of the loving kindness and compassion that we can bring to it. And as I'm fond of pointing out to people, when the big gardener in the sky pulls out the weed called I want to be ready to go as generously and as graciously and take my turn. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Just coming through, and when it's that time, I hope I am leaving some good, healthy soil behind me.
Exactly.
Because when we're pulling those weeds, that soil is just so incredibly, even if it has smile, it's so full of arms and beautiful and rich, and it's just amazing. It's very...
And think how it would do it. We're all composted out there. Each of us under a peach bush. I know that's frowned upon, but I think it's a good idea. I have every intention of talking people into sneaking me out there under an oak tree or pine tree somewhere. All right. Well, what I would like for us to do this evening, unless there's some great objection, what I/we have been looking at, you know, when this, a lot of what started us down this particular path was a group of us getting together to try to come up with curricula for taking this work out in the world. And, you know, we've just never been able to get anywhere with it. It's just one of those places. And so, you know, we've kind of learned that when that's the case for long enough, it might be some subtle signal that we should perhaps be going in a different direction. And so this retreat has made it very clear once again to me, at least, that we don't actually need curricula. What we need is really skilled, competent facilitators. Because really skilled, competent facilitators can facilitate anything. Yeah? And so I suggested earlier today that people out in the world who can do this might find groups, lots of groups, any groups. You know, if two or more are gathered together, I'm going to do a workshop for them. And so I had an idea that I would like to for us to try. How many people do we have here?
It must be 23.
If this is Beirut, it must be 23. Why must it? 23. Okay. Divided by what is what?
What's the prime number?
So I'm going to suggest then that we go with 6 groups, and there'll just be one group that's 3.
Right.
Or we could. What are other good choices do we have? 6 and 5. 6, 6, 6, and 5. We could do. That's more fun. 6, 6, 6, and 5. That's better. Okay. Yeah. 'Cause 3. 2. So that's four groups, six, and five. Mm-hmm. All right, and so here's the deal. I had an idea that one of the easiest ways for us to go about this is to take something simple yet profound, such as... just chock-a-block full with profound then truths. And that it might be an interesting thing for a group of people to go through this book together.
I was thinking of that.
Oh, isn't that good?
Yeah.
See?
Yes,
two of us.
Well, when you were talking about people getting groups,
mm-hmm.
I know that sometimes that's the way groups start with a reading or something, and then it starts the conversation. And
yes.
I was thinking that would be good to go through a whole book that way.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
And so, at any rate, if people are attracted to that idea, I would like for us to try it tonight.
Yeah.
And so, if you would form your little groups, try to do it so that there are some old timers and some new timers in a group. Okay, so 6, 6, 6, and 5. Okay, we could use some old people here.
There.
Plenty of old people.
Pretty old. Not that came in old.
Oh, that one. Yeah. That's fine. That's good. No. This is too heavy on
us.
They're good.
It's Monday. We need a guy.
Yeah, you need a good man. Unfortunately, have not looked at this, so I don't know how far we might want to go. But maybe, let's see, there's page one. Let's just do the first two pages. Okay? Who's your facilitator?
Yeah.
First two pages. For people to take it in, and then you simply ask, you know, what up, and what are you noticing, and then you will facilitate them. How does that sound? Was there a moment here?
What up? She just realized you're saying it's like group.
Just like group. Yeah, just like group. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Sure. Would you say that the facilitation is facilitator's choice?
Yes. You're going to practice all of your techniques. I mean, you can just reflect if you want to do that, if you want to draw out, if you want to clarify. Are you comfortable with all of those?
How long?
Well, you don't want to
get to, you know, say, no, I don't. I would like for people just to have a feel for it. But, you know, you don't want to just go into it. As soon as somebody gets to, you know, and in my relationship.
Gone too far.
Okay.